My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we travel to Tioga, North Dakota, and talk with Todd Thompson, Finance Director for the city. We also talk with Alan Walter, Ward County Commissioner, about some of the projects happening near Minot and Berthold, North Dakota. Plus, Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, relays information from oil companies on employment recruitment time and capital investments. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the Finance Commissioner for the City of Tioga, Todd Thompson.
So, you know, when we first moved to Tioga, things were really busy. I mean, everything was hopping, and you know, there was a lot of talk about development and whatnot going on. My family, I have a family of four, and we had, you know, kind of a tough time of, and to some extent still are, trying to find a place to live. I mean, some of the, I guess from a personal standpoint, some of the, you know, housing prices or apartment prices have gone down. But, you know, it's still not to a level where it's, you know, attractive for a family. It's still more conducive to, you know, the oil field worker or the people that can, you know, come together and as roommates and share the cost of rent. And I guess after I'd been in Tioga for maybe a year and a half or so, there was an opportunity that came up to serve on the commission. And I thought it would be something of interest to myself, and I thought it would be some, you know, with my experience, I thought I could contribute to at least the overall or general management of the city. From the, I guess, commission's perspective, things have been really busy over the last few years with construction and new developments coming in, but also the construction projects that the city itself has done as far as street renovation and whatnot, because we renovated, I guess, the street, the water, and the sewer in downtown, which was quite a big project for us, and you know, we had to not completely displace, but you know, it was certainly an inconvenience to the business owners in downtown Tioga this past summer. But we finished that project. We've got some other projects planned, you know, for street improvements and whatnot. But that's kind of the perspective of, you know, how it has been. Now, with the drop in oil price, things have changed significantly. I think that we're not, I mean, Tioga, the city itself, is in a good position. We have very little debt, and so we're good moving forward. It's just going to be a challenge trying to manage, I guess, the level or lack of activity moving forward, and trying to figure out ways to budget for the reduction in revenue and whatnot.
So the overall activity has decreased. The pricing of housing hasn't gotten down to where, you know, probably where your family is comfortable with it. How about some of the other pricing things? You know, I mean, that was one of the big Bakken stories was, you know, high rents that compared to New York City and San Francisco. And you're on par with what most other people are saying that, yeah, it's gone down, but it's still quite a bit overpriced for that particular area. And they're showing that by not renting or not buying. I've heard that there's a lot more apartments than single family homes. Talk to me a little bit about that housing just community there. I mean, you did mention it a little bit earlier, but did Tioga put in any single family homes? Did they put in apartments, I guess? What is it missing in your perspective? And just kind of elaborate a little on the housing, if you would.
Yeah, there's been plenty of apartments that have been developed since 2012. And there's, you know, at one time I think they were, you know, pretty much full as far as people renting them. So there was, up until, the downturn in the oil price, there was still a need for apartments or single-family housing. There has not been, in my opinion, a lot of single-family housing development. I mean, there's been, for the most part, apartments, some condos, some developments for trailers, single-wide trailers. But there, you know, again, in my opinion, I think there's a need or the city did not meet the need for single-family housing. And a lot of it was due just because a lot of it was due to just the lack of availability for people to do work, the lack of availability for materials, and I mean it was just hard to build, you know, for a family to buy, you know, a lot or some land and find somebody to build them or you know, find the materials to build a house, just because there was, I mean, the closest place would be Williston, and I think back then it might even be limited as far as, you know, what supplies were available. And I don't know that much has changed with that. I mean, there's not a lot of, I don't know of anyone I could call to build me a house. I don't know what contractor I would call. And maybe if, you know, if I looked a little harder, I could find somebody that would do it. But for the most part, what's available for families is apartments, condos, and was some townhouses and trailers.
To listen to the full-length interview with Todd Thompson, the finance commissioner for the city of Tioga, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Thank you.